But we don't want that anymore. We want the freedom, but we don't. We want the government to take care of everything. It doesn't work both ways. Now we come to the spiritual, the new covenant in Christ. You don't get to do and do, and yet God's going to accept it and bless you. It just doesn't work that way. Either God's going to do it, or he isn't. If you're going to do it, then you do it all. And you keep the law right down to the crossing of the T. You keep the law. But if you don't want to go by law, you want to go by grace, then just come to me and trust me. Okay, our adequacy, verse 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 5. Not that we are adequate in ourselves to consider anything as coming out from ourselves, but our adequacy comes to us from the outside source to inside of us from God. God made us adequate. I didn't make myself adequate. God made us adequate as servants of a new covenant. People, you and I are servants of this new covenant. Not of the letter. Now we're going to learn something about the covenant. Not of the letter, but of the Spirit. That tells us something about this new covenant. For the letter kills. That's the law. The law kills. You live under the law, you're going to sin. But the Spirit gives life. But if the ministry of death in letters engraved on stone came with glory, as the Mosaic law did, so that the sons of Israel could not look intently at the face of Moses because of the glory of his face, fading as it was, that's when he came down with the law, how shall the ministry of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, this is the new covenant now, fail to be even more with glory? For if the ministry of condemnation, Mosaic law, has glory, much more does the ministry of righteousness abound in glory, work of the Holy Spirit. The new covenant, he gives you righteousness. You're not righteous. He gives you righteousness. He makes you righteous. Verse 10, for indeed, what had glory in this case has no glory on account of the glory that surpasses it. All right, what does all of that mean? For indeed, what had glory, Mosaic law, in this case, means with the coming of the new covenant, has no glory. The Mosaic law has no glory on account of the glory, the new covenant, that surpasses it, the Mosaic law. For if that which fades away was with glory, Mosaic law, much more that which remains is in glory, the new covenant. Having therefore such a hope, confidence, we use great boldness in our speech, and are not as Moses, who used to put a veil over his face, that the sons of Israel might not look intently at the end of what was fading away, the glory, but their minds were hardened. It's the Jewish minds were hardened. For until this very day, the time of Paul and today where you and I are, at the reading of the Old Covenant, the same veil remains unlifted because it is removed in Christ. When you see Christ, then you'll understand how the Old Covenant is of no value. That's what I've been trying to say to you. When you see Isaac, then you see Ishmael. But before you see Isaac, you'll think Ishmael is the promised son. He looks right. He's Abraham's son. Abraham was promised a son. He had a son. The son is Ishmael. Everything looks good. That's the son of the flesh. He has another son now, Isaac. And now that you look at Isaac, now I see. Now I see. Okay? Verse 15. But to this day, whenever Moses is read, a veil lies over their heart. But whenever a man turns to the Lord by faith, the veil is taken away. Once you see Jesus Christ, then you see and understand it all. Now the Lord is the Spirit. By the presence of the Spirit inside of us, the Lord is inside of us. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. There's our freedom. Spiritual freedom in Christ. But we all, with unveiled faith, that means the veil is lifted now, we see Christ, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed.